Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good day. Welcome to Exploring's live stream with Greg and MD. So we have an interesting topic today.
We do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's about how can you earn the respect of everyone around you? How can people respect you at work, at home, you know, in your social life, like with friends? How can you give off that vibe where it's like you're commanding respect?
Yeah.
And I think it's hard.
It is hard. Isn't this called sometimes, like, is it, let me ask.
Okay.
How does this compare to what you call executive presence?
You know, I think they're really similar in a way. I think with executive presence, that really is more specific to a professional setting where, you know, you're an executive and you kind of walk around like someone who knows what they're doing and has authority and commands respect. And I think, you know, earning the respect is just more general. At least that's the way I see it. What do you guys think? What do you think, explorers? Tell us in the comments. But at least for me, that's sort of how I differentiate. I think there's respect. And then under that, there's like executive presence as one form of commanding respect.
Yeah.
I think of like Beyonce owning the stage, right? She has that executive presence. She commands the room. A lot of performers have it, right? People who are confident in themselves have it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. You put executive presence as a subset of command and respect.
In my opinion, I almost
say it the other way.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's like,
different perspective.
Executive presence encompasses a variety of things, one of which is the ability to command respect.
Yeah, I can see that way too. And that's a good way of seeing it.
Either way, I think it's a really important skill to have.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to be taken seriously, if you want your voice to be heard, being able to project that sense of, you know, what do you do when you project? I guess you could project confidence, right?
I think you project confidence. And I think, you know, you're a little bit, sometimes I've noticed the people who seem like they deserve a lot of, not everybody deserves respect. We all deserve respect. But the people who seem like they would be easily respected by everyone kind of thing are quite taciturn. They don't say much.
Mm.
At least in some of the people I've come across, they just kind of like, you know, stand there authoritatively, right? So they speak through their nonverbals. And then when you ask them something, it's like they don't elaborate too much. It's just like a one-sentence thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know the exact type of a person that you're describing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of truth to that where less is best, right? You know, the less you say, the less people have to sort of calculate who you are. And,
right, there's like mystery.
Right, there's mystery.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
The more selective you can also be and more premeditated you can be about what you're saying. So when you do say something,
it has more gravitas.
It has more gravitas, but you've also just thought through it more. So it's more organized and clear. So I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
I will say I have encountered people who command and respect and are more chatty, right?
Good. I like that.
and I find these types of people, they do it through a very warm and open presence.
More, exactly. Yeah. There's
right?
definitely that.
Where they essentially include everyone. They're very upfront about what they don't know, their shortcomings.
Yeah, they're transparent.
They're transparent.
Yeah.
So I think the takeaway here is that there are multiple ways that you can command respect. And you can essentially choose the one that's more appropriate for your personality.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Like I'm definitely like a warm person and I love talking. I love having conversations. I also love listening. So I think, you know, there is a fine line between being friendly, but not being a pushover, right? Not letting people kind of walk all over you and demand things of you or, you know, disrespect your time or, you know, in subtle ways kind of like put you down, right? But I think there's a lot, I agree with what you're saying, Greg, in that, you know, you should find the type of, you know, command type of command the respect in the type of communicator that you naturally are.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're soft-spoken and you don't really say that much to begin with, then, you know, stay that way. Right. But there's not really one formula, I guess.
Yeah.
For commanding respect. Yeah.
This is an example, or this is a situation where I love to turn to things like books and movies and TV shows to sort of find the right example that I would want to follow.
Right, kind of find even like a social surrogate, which you now know the term from our other video about, I think was rejection proof. And so finding like an avatar through which you can, you know, communicate, or latching on to a social surrogate and being able to, like, you know, look at their style of commanding respect and communicating.
Yeah.
Like, for example, in Battlestar Galactica, Starbuck, she commanded a lot of respect.
She did.
Right?
In certain contexts, right?
That's the key, too, right? You can't do it all the time.
Well, I think her problem was that in certain situations, when she was her true self, she was commanding respect.
Right.
But she had some character flaws.
Right. Well, she was vulnerable.
Yeah. That caused her in other situations to lose the respect of people.
That's interesting.
Right. Yeah. For example, when she drank heavily.
Yeah.
And you know, she would swear and, you know, be a bit sloppy.
She'd show up late and she was like commanding one of the fleets, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to command respect.
Right.
But in other times when it really mattered, she was up there. She was inspiring.
Yeah.
She was confident. She was brave.
She did the work.
Right. And that really rallied people around her.
Yeah. She was very brave. So that goes to show, right? It's a lot of, you know, a lot of the times it has to do with your nonverbals too, right? The things that you're not saying but doing, mm-hmm. right? It's the action behind the words as well. And even something like standing up straight, right? Having that really good open stance, the posture, you know, like, you know, putting your hands on your hips or your waist or striking that power pose.
Yeah.
It's these kinds of things, making eye contact,
yeah.
right? Really demanding that you get eye contact in return.
Yeah. I think if you had to boil it down, it comes down to basically convincing the people you're interacting with that you're worth paying attention to.
Yeah.
Right? That you have something to say, that your opinion matters. And if you can project that through, you know, any of the ways that we've sort of discussed, it'll go a long way toward people appreciating your time, right? Respecting your time, and not trying to take advantage of you, you know, to their benefit.
Right. And also being able to say no to things, right? If you're really good at making PowerPoints and your boss wants you to stay late on a Friday evening to make a PowerPoint that you knew nothing about until last minute, then, you know, I mean, it's a little tricky because it's your boss, but maybe in that case you do it. But if there's like, you know, any situation where you feel like you're being taken advantage of simply because you're really good at what you do, then maybe you have to kind of learn to say, of course, politely and delicately, no.
Yeah, that's a great point. And even if it is your boss, I think there is still room for conversation, right? Instead of just blindly saying yes, you can say, I'm happy to do that. I can explain to you why that might be problematic. I don't have time to get XYZ done.
Right.
It might not be at the highest level of quality.
Yeah.
I will get it done if that's what you need, but understand it comes with, you know, a few trade-offs.
Exactly.
Right? You can at least have a conversation.
Yeah, that's a good point.
By standing up for yourself in that way, you still show that you're not someone to be trampled.
Right.
Right? And that if he's trying to push you to, or she is trying to get you to do something that you're not comfortable with, they should at least be aware of that and why you're not comfortable.
Right.
Right? Making that known, I think, is a good way. And by saying no more broadly, I think it shows people that you have an opinion, right? that you're not just going to always go with the flow.
And say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, all the time.
Exactly.
With a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the important thing here also is that just because standing for yourself involves pushing back,
it doesn't mean you have to do it in an aggressive or abrasive way. They're very polite. They're ways to do this politely and respectfully.
Yeah.
You know, so that you can stand your ground without coming across as unpleasant to deal with.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why we made that video about standing your ground. So if you haven't seen that, definitely revisit it or watch it for the first time, because we give you some strategies for what does it mean to stand your ground. How do you stand up for yourself? So, you know, these are all things to think about. And also, another way to command respect is to be really good at what you do, but also be prepared for there to be, like, a lot of people, like, you know, asking you for help. And in that case, there's a balance, and there's a right way of standing your ground in a polite way.
Yeah.
So it's very delicate. It's one of those things we have to navigate with a lot of grace and humility and confidence.
Yeah.
I would say.
I feel like this is one of those topics where we could learn so much from you guys as well.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
You know, I think there's so many different ways to approach a topic like this. The idea of commanding respect.
Yeah.
And everyone sort of has their own twist on what to do and what's worked for them. And so I think we've suggested a few ways to do it, but it's by no means comprehensive.
No, not at all.
And so, yeah, we'd love to hear what your perspective is on commanding respect and doing that in a way that shows professionalism and you know, considerateness and, you know, basically comporting yourself in a way that you want to be comporting yourself.
Right. And remembered for and appreciated for and thus respected for.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, share those with us in the comments and we'll get to them. And we want this to be an interactive sort of, you know, exchange with us and with the other members of the Exploring community. So please do that. It's wonderful to have that level of engagement with all of you. And that's a wrap on this live stream lesson, and we'll see you in the next one. So be on the lookout for new lessons and new live streams, and we'll catch you then.
All right.
Happy exploring.
Happy exploring.